But also hate has its place too. There's a time to love, but there is a time to hate. Okay? And I love that slogan, Make America Hate Again. I love that sermon. Because we should. Look, hate is like a bad word now. You hate. Oh. Shut up, you little snowflake. It's not wrong to hate. You just have to hate the right things. The Bible says, do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Someone hates God, I'm against you. You know, not everybody hates God. Some people are just not saved. But people that hate God, I hate them. I don't love them. Some sick sodomite. I don't love them. I know they hate God. The Bible says they hate God. So why would I love them? It says, am I not grieved with them that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred. So perfect. Here's that word again. Okay, it's not talking about, you know, it's talking about a hatred that's complete. I completely hate these people, right? I completely, perfectly hate these people. All right, it says, I count them my enemies. And look, people get upset about this kind of preaching too. Psalm 139 is where that's found. People get upset about this. Oh, it's wrong to hate. What did Jesus teach? He taught love.
Let's talk about Jesus and the gays, because Elton John has come out and said that Jesus would be down with the gays. That's right. We've got a little video from the interview.
But do you ever think the church, do you think it should allow its clergy, same-sex clergy, to get married?
Of course. You know, these are old and stupid things. And the church hierarchy might be, you know, up in arms about it, the traditionalists. But times have changed. We live in a different time. If Jesus Christ was alive today, I cannot see him as the Christian person that he was and the great person that he was saying this could not happen. He was all about love and compassion and forgiveness and trying to bring people together. And that is what the church should be about.
Okay, yeah, tell that to Sodom and Gomorrah. He sure loved them to death. The Bible says the righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. See, there is a recompense coming. There is a vengeance coming. And God is going to come and recompense the things that these wicked people have done to his people from the beginning until the end. It says that the righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. What's the vengeance? The vengeance that God does in our place. See, we're not supposed to take vengeance ourselves. It says, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. That's Psalms 58 and verse number 10. Well, that sounds kind of weird. Are you sure that's in the Bible? Yeah, it's in the Bible. We're going to wash our feet in the blood of the wicked. That sounds kind of gross, especially if they're sodomites. I don't want to. But, you know, we'll have new bodies, so we won't be able to get AIDS. All right.